Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your news headlines. Well, President Trump is in China. It's the next stop in his tour of Asia. While there, he is expected to have some private conversations with China's president about the growing concerns in their neighbor, North Korea.
It was weird seeing him stand side by side. Remember, he used to always rail against China, and then there's the premier. They got to go to the Forbidden City.
Ooh,
you
so
know,
cool.
Yesterday, he's getting this amazing tour. Oh. And he always talked about, you know, China is stealing our lunch. And then now he's standing next to him.
Yeah.
So what he's
saying, our best friend.
What he's saying now is it's still a terrible trade deal with China, but he's saying it's the people back home. It's the prior president, Obama.
Okay, yeah.
They made bad deals.
Well, China, how long is he, how many more days he got? Like a 10-day tour? Whatever.
Yeah, he's still going throughout the region. He still has stops, I believe, in Vietnam. And I'm trying to think where else that he still has on the agenda. But, I mean, it's a long... That's a lot of travel. My gosh.
And that short amount of time.
Good, yeah, I hope they're getting some good sleep on Air Force One, because that's just like, oh, my God, what day is it? FEMA is reportedly in the final stages of putting together plans to airlift desperate Puerto Ricans to the mainland. It's nearly 2 months after Hurricane Maria laid waste to much of the U.S. territory. Multiple reports indicate as many as 3,000 people are still living in shelters on the island, while much of the island remains without power or easy access to clean water. Once they arrive, FEMA is going to put them in transitional shelter assistance programs, and they're believed to be mostly airlifted to the states of Florida and New York.
Those are the two biggest population centers for where Puerto Ricans live in the United States.
Yeah. Florida is big.
Apple is rejecting the FBI's claim that they're having difficulty unlocking the iPhone used by the Texas church massacre gunman. The Bureau said Tuesday that the industry standard encryption was keeping law enforcement out of the suspect's phone 2 days after he killed 26 people in a small town. Apple says it offered the FBI assistance with the phone immediately after the incident. Last year, the FBI paid $1 million to a third party to unlock the iPhone used by the San Bernardino shooter after a contentious legal battle with Apple. And new restrictions go into effect today on Americans traveling or doing business with Cuba. The new restrictions are intended to prevent any benefit that Cuba might realize from its relations with American tourists and trade, including its military.
Booked a trip sooner.
Yep. I have a couple friends that went a couple times.
We're going to go. And then we were dragging our feet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it was. I planned on doing that in like a year or two. I didn't plan on.
Well, I just wonder what.
Open and close. But
I wonder what happens with all of the businesses that made those moves. You know, that was the whole thing, is that a lot of these cruise lines and airlines and hotel chains and resorts, they all pounced and started projects down there. Like, where does that leave a lot of those investments? You just wonder. Like,
you can still go to Cuba. We can all still go if we want to go.
There's other routes you can take,
by
the way.
Just, people were doing it before. I mean, you just have to be sneaky. You got to go through other places.
And remember, there's other people that visit there because they're allowed to. It's just us.
Yeah, it's just Americans.
It's a tourist destination.
The rest of the world goes.
Yeah.
It's just us.
As long as it's not a vacation. It's just the language that you use. It's like how it was when we, before the Obama deal. She had to go there for educational.
But he's pulling that back.
You call
too
it a
now.
Bunch of different reasons.
Yeah, he's changing that too.
Also, damn it.
All of it's getting shut down. I mean, they are clamping down hard on these new restrictions. Former President Barack Obama, he was dismissed from jury duty yesterday. I thought it was so funny. Former commander-in-chief was about one of 220 prospective jurors didn't get selected to serve. But he's not the first former president to be called and do his civic duty. Former President George W. Bush and former President Clinton both showed up and were excused from, you know, jury duty in their perspective.
So it's obviously distraction.
It's really lottery. I mean, honestly, I mean, I think it's just one of those things. It becomes a story because it's these people, their names go back in. And so, you know, they get chosen. And obviously, if you're a former president, you can't be like, dude, I need to get out of this. Call somebody.
Yeah, but...
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is threatening to take legal action to prevent a contract extension for NFL commissioner Roger Goodell. So they say Jones may sue the league if an extension for Goodell is approved beyond 2018. Goodell has been in place since 2006, but has been criticized in recent seasons for his handling of the national anthem protests and player discipline. Here in Omaha, we are set to host the U.S. Olympic team curling trials. 3 women's teams, 5 men's squads. They're all going to be competing at the Baxter Arena starting Saturday. The competition starts this weekend and then runs through November 19th. Single day and session passes, I believe, are still available. You can walk up and get tickets at the Baxter Arena, but they're hoping to have a good turnout.
Would you recognize a curler if you saw him, you know, walking through the airport?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they have a body type? You know how certain sports, it's like, oh, you can tell a swimmer because they almost have that like pyramid. Like they have broad shoulders and giant
feet.
Easy for staying still on the ice.
Probably big arms, triceps, you know, sweeping. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of sweeping.
Sweep. Astronomers say a newly discovered galaxy is the oldest spiral galaxy ever seen. Researchers say that the galaxy is 11 billion light years from Earth and is an ancestor to spiral galaxies like our own Milky Way. They said that the spiral galaxies are exceptionally rare in the early universe and that this discovery opens the door to investigating how galaxies form. Spiral galaxies, I guess, are defined by long tentacles of gas and dust. Like if you ever see, you know, pictures of the Milky Way galaxy, you see it almost looks like a big swirl. Stars wrap around the galaxy's center, which is otherwise known as the sun. A new study finds common painkillers can be as effective as opioids in managing pain. Hundreds of people treated for sprains and broken bones in emergency departments. Researchers found that the people who received a combination of ibuprofen and Tylenol reported as much relief from pain as patients who received opioid-based painkillers. So this could be a helpful step in trying to distance ourselves from being opioid-dependent when it comes to pain management. The study says that the results have changed the way that some people prescribe painkillers. They're using opioids only when pain is too severe or doesn't respond to other medications. Opioid addiction and abuse is viewed as an epidemic here in the United States. And if you have a meeting scheduled all day long, you know, everybody looks at their calendar at work and it can be clogged with different conference room engagements or teleconferences. Well, now there's a new trend in meeting, the 5-minute meeting.
Bam.
The meeting would have already been over by the time you set up this story.
Mm-hmm. We would have been out back in the workplace. Woo! There's no time for small talk. Less tolerance for the 30 and 60 minute meetings. So 5 to 15 minutes will do. Participants learn how to distill their ideas and requests and basically get it to an elevator pitch instead of a big conference room presentation.
So it's just in and out. No lollygagging around. This is what I want. Out.
Well, imagine your 30 minute meeting. What if you sat down and we were going to boil this down to the nitty gritty? How much time would you need?
5 minutes.
That's the idea.
You know, mm-hmm. I think just 5 minutes, let's BS it, and just move through.
Calling it a huddle.
No one likes meetings.
And break, I know.
Or a drive-by. You know?
Let's touch base. Let's hit it real fast, get out of here.
Instead of meeting in the traditional conference room, it's like, hey, we're going to have a quick huddle at Jerry's desk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, 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 bam. Thank you.
and then move about your day. So I guess they're daily.
Fidget spinners. Anyway.
What is it? The idea that the attention spans are also kind of getting to
the point
where... We're
already bored with this story.
Right. Moving on. Cyberbullying. Not a new phenomenon. I mean, we've been hearing about it for years and years. But there's an alarming new trend that parents maybe want to be aware of in a number of teenagers. They're posting mean things online about themselves. About 6% of kids between the ages of 12 and 17 are self-bullying.
For attention? Is this the gig for attention?
Well,
maybe,
I don't know if it's for attention or just like to get ahead of it or self-deprecation. But I guess they said that we have a tendency to demonize the aggressor. But in some case, maybe one out of 20, the aggressor and target are the same person. And so researchers are calling this behavior digital self-harm.
Really, digital masturbation.
I'm trying to figure it out. It's like...
The idea is that I guess, that is something that you have to look out for in teenagers, the idea of self-harm. There's a strong link that already exists between physical self-harm and this digital self-harm. It's just like another extension of doing damage to yourself.
Like digital cutting?
Release. Yes.
I'm so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's an anonymous. I mean, people don't know that it's from you.
Right. And then you trace it, you go down the rabbit hole. It's like, well, who's saying these things about you? And then all of a sudden you go down and you're like, well, you're the one posting them. And it's not for attention. It's like for, I don't know. I mean, it's like Schadenfreude, except you're like self-excited. I mean, like, I don't,
it's an attention thing. I mean, why would you... I guess I would need an example.
Like, I guess boys are more likely to do it as a joke or to get attention, while girls, they are struggling with depression. So guys may do it, like as you said, like an attention grab. That could be why your initial reaction is like, well, it sounds like an attention. Where like I, as a female, I'm like, it sounds like a cry for help. I mean,
it's digital cutting. They're finding a correlation between physical self-harm and suicide attempts. One of the cases was a girl who was harassed online and then she killed herself. And they're like, oh my God, who bullied her? And then they found out they're like, she was bullying herself.
Oh my God.
The call came from inside the house.
Right.
As I
if
love
you
that
don't
movie,
have enough
yeah.
to worry about his parents. Now you got to keep an eye on your, like, are you bullying yourself?
They
like,
need to remake that movie.
You people.
What was it? When a Stranger Knocks or the Babysitter.
When a Stranger Calls or whatever, yeah.
When a Stranger Calls, they did.
They did it a few times. By the way, side note, I mean, it's... So that is a great movie, by the way.
The babysitter's getting harassed with phone calls. She calls the police and says, someone keeps crank calling me and I'm scared. And they reverse the connection and they call back and they go, ma'am, the call is coming from inside the house.
Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
And it right was then, remade in 2006.
Right then, upstairs, you see the light from the bedroom door open.
Yeah.
Where the phone call's coming from. That's pretty terrifying moment.
Yes. Anytime.
She's babysitting and the kids are upstairs and the phone keeps ringing and she answers it and the voice goes, have you checked the children? Mm-hmm. And she hangs up like, whatever, the kids are upstairs asleep. And it keeps calling, have you checked the children? So she's like, sir, I'm going to call 911. She calls 911. They call back. They're like, the call's coming from inside the house. And the monster's goes. Upstairs with the kids.
Oh, what a great movie. They don't use that enough.
That was always terrifying when it came on television while you're babysitting. You're like, oh my God.
My mom, when she was a kid, used to babysit for a family. This is way back in the day. And every time she would show up, they would say, the kids are downstairs and they're asleep. Don't check on them. You know, there's a relative down there with them that's sleeping. It was sort of weird and dubious. Okay. And they were like, they're already asleep. Don't check on them. That was
fine.
The deal. The kids were upstairs. They said, don't check on them. They're asleep. And she babysat a couple times and then found out it was a funeral home. And she was babysitting the bodies.
Shut up!
You can't leave a funeral home. You can't leave the bodies unattended.
There's a night taker. Yeah, that's there
all
night.
So they were
night.
Basically using a babysitter, to be physically present. Yeah, she was just, she was young. She's probably like, in her teens.
Yeah, still, but how dubious is that?
And her parents found out. Her parents were like, it's not, you're not babysitting children. You're babysitting the bodies.
So gross. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
That's awesome. Wow.
Channel 94.1.
Well, 39 degrees is going to be your high today and 39 tomorrow. It's 31 now.
Cold. It's time to start accepting the fact that winter will eventually be here.
Yeah.
No. I had to break out the winter coats. It's like that depressing moment. You're like, oh, yeah, these old friends. You just have that moment where, because you're holding on to fall, right? Like, so you're just wearing layers. Like, you just keep trying to, like, layer and not get that puffy coat out just yet.
Holding on to fall.
I know. Well, I mean, I have, like, great fall coats. Like, I have so many yummy fall coats that I get to wear for, like, a hot second. Like, I have to wear them, like, all in one day. Because fall, for all intents and purposes, like, just seems to, like, just speed by in, like, a heartbeat. And immediately we are into the deep freeze and the large puffy coats.
I can't wear that puffy coat.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, Jeff.
There must be a reason why I don't wear it.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. As a friend, I like it. It looks good on you. It reminds me of Molly, though.
And that's supposed to be a bad thing.
I don't think I can pull. I bet Molly. It's not a Molly bad thing. Comes in town, I wonder if I could re-gift it to her.
You guys could be twins.
It's a polo.
Is it really?
It's a Ralph Lauren.
Why don't you wear it? It sounds nice.
It's very nice.
I just don't think it fits. It's not, it doesn't, like.
It hasn't grown on me
fit
yet.
Fit me. It's really nice.
It's super nice.
I look instantly like I'm from Super West Ogi.
Like you're, you don't like the fact, you feel self-conscious about how
I look like
look.
A dentist named Jerry.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I'm like super hip dad. I'm like, hey, you guys.
But Molly, that wasn't an offense towards you. On it, it reminded me of you. It seemed like the exact
the
same
kind of coat
jacket.
I have. Yeah.
Space suit.
Yeah, it's a space suit jacket. I like the fact that you waited a while.
Space suit.
You know, to get it. So, yeah.
I can't. I mean, today was like the day of no turning back. Like we've been having the kids, you know, just wear fall clothes, like heavy fall jackets to school. And yesterday I got the word from my husband. He's like, we need the winter coats out. I'm like, no.
You guys, it's going to be a mild winter.
Man.
If we believe the prognosticators.
Mild.
I mean, compared to past winters, which I thought were pretty mild. This one's supposed to be. Remember, we get missed. The only part of the country that gets hammered is the Northwest.
You guys remember, I know it's been a year, but I pay for my father's snow removal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I paid anything last year. It didn't snow enough. Maybe $30, but in the past I've paid a fortune.
Did we get stuck in snow last year? Do you remember a time struggling to get to work? We had to get hotel rooms because of ice.
That was it.
Remember, there was a big ice storm.
We had ice storms last year.
Yeah.
We had a couple of froggy days where it got weird.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was mild again. I remember being on the air last year and being like, I can't believe we had to get hotel rooms.
Yeah, because it wasn't even bad.
To make
it
to work.
I thought we got hit post-Christmas. Didn't we get hit post-Christmas last year? I feel like we had to delay. You know, I live in Chicago and I drive in for the holidays and I feel like we had to push back our trip back home a day because there was crazy snow.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
We would
the
remember.
The fact that none of us remember it very clearly, it didn't.
It wasn't indelible. You guys usually go out of town though for that stretch. You know, like you guys are smart and you had someplace warm.
Beach.
Right, exactly. Like you had someplace warm and I'm saying that's that time where it's like you guys are out of town, but I'm actually
in town.
There. In town, were you? Okay,
I didn't go nowhere.
Yeah,
so it'll be. I mean, I like snow. I don't mind the snow. I'm not ready for it yet. Like snow can come, winter can happen, but I still want fall because it is still fall. Winter still has like a whole month before it's supposed to officially kick off.
It's
so
a calendar
slow your roll.
Now's the time on the show when we fight the calendar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm fighting it.
And we spend all of our time trying to remember it. If you're just tuning in, we all suffer from a mild case of Alzheimer's.
It's setting in.
Yeah. So
60 next week. It's going to touch 60 on Tuesday.
That's awesome. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Lance.
Lance? How are you?
Lance, you sound like the greatest Katy Perry fan on the planet. Am I wrong?
I like her. I'm not the greatest fan, but I would love to go out and watch.
You want
to
go watch that show? Okay. You taking the lady with you, or what are you doing?
Yep, I will be taking my wife.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right.
We like to watch.
Points.
We like to watch too, Lance.
Awkward, no?
Mm.
Okay. All right. Hey, Lance, we got tickets for you. Also, by the way, just by winning these tickets, we've got you in the running to win two tickets to the Drop Zone. It's like a pit pass. Put you right next to the stage. You can wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. All right, Lance?
Like a photographer.
All right.
You okay. Get that special photog access.
Yeah, you got to take some photos. They don't allow cameras in, you know. That's your phone, but it's limited. You'll be able to have cameras with flashes and everything like that, so you'll be good.
You should
go,
just take selfies, though, the whole time.
That would be awesome.
All right.
All the photographers will look at you like, what are you doing?
All right, hold on, buddy, okay? All right.
Look
All
at
right.
Lance. Lance wow. is a winner.
Channel 94.1. Welcome, everybody. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
Well, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are said to be giving their relationship another shot, and a lot of people have wondered why Selena is potentially giving the Biebs another chance at romance. It turns out the heart wants what the heart wants. Justin was Selena's first love, and he'll always have a special place in her heart. There's an insider doing an interview with People magazine saying Selena always held out hope that one day.
Well, yeah, just listen, everybody. Keep saying it's the timing was not right.
The classic cheesy line is, if you love someone, set them free.
Yes.
That is a famous line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's truth to it. If you love someone, you have to be willing to set them free. Yes. If they come back to you, it was meant to be. Yeah. You don't own someone. Right, so a lot of people that we know that have been married, I think my parents were one, they all had a serious breakup, at least some departure where people dated other people. They were both quietly heartbroken.
You bet.
The second time around, you know it's real, and they get married.
I have friends that were high school sweethearts, separated at college, and did their thing and circled back around eventually. Not by design, not like we'll meet up later, but it just happened. And then they're just right. And they've been together ever since. Those are the longest relationships of people that I know.
Do you ever do that to people that you knew when you were younger, though? I would always be one of those guys. I'd be like, you guys going to get back together? They hate hearing that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It sucks.
Like the worst.
You know?
So, well, it's working out for Selena and Justin. I guess they're both really happy. They've been spending lots of time together, and they both seem in good spirits, and maybe they're both just in a place where they can really enjoy
they
one
are.
Another.
I think Justin's actually, you know, got rid of maybe the people that are around him. Just maybe picks friends differently. He's not partying as much. He's in control of his ego
is
more.
Is he so. Ever going to make terrible music again?
Never. Mm. That will be his future.
Maybe he's just going to guest.
Now, the only thing
I
don't want is him and Selena start doing things together.
They didn't do that when they were together before.
But it's a different love now. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, hopefully they won't pull. Remember when Katy Perry and
John Mayer
did that duet, and everyone's like, this is awful. Nobody wants to see you two be in love and hear about it in a song with a video.
Gwen Stefani and Sheldon did one. I mean, jeez.
It's that trap.
Stop.
We're so good together. Let's sing. You're like, no, don't. 30 Seconds to Mars has released a really cool patriotic video. It's their latest single, Walk on Water, and it serves as a preview. They've got a documentary film coming out called A Day in the Life of America. It was a neat project that they did over the summer. They asked for people on the 4th of July to send them video from their day, a day in the life of America, the birthday of America. And it's super unbelievable, the people that came from like all 50 states, you know, and Nebraska's in there. There's like, it looks like it must be a soldier down at Offutt saying, you know, happy birthday to America. And
so it's patriotic soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's not just patriotic. I mean, it's all sorts of aspects of the U.S.
This song's getting spun a ton on college football when you watch college football when they go to break.
It's a perfect song for it. I love it.
It's a great song.
All right, so we'll post that on our Big Party Show Facebook
page. It's there on Facebook if you want to check it out. It's about 4 minutes long. It does have some celebrities. LeBron James, actually, some of the Kardashian chicks are in it, which is sort of funny. But this is their yet untitled fifth LP. No word on when it's coming out or what it's called. But speaking of new music, Morrissey has a new album coming out next Friday called low in high school, but he is getting some accolades. The city of Los Angeles has declared tomorrow, November 10th, Morrissey Day.
Low in high school. What? Low in what?
Low in high school.
Like bad. Like he didn't get good grades.
Right. So Morrissey Day in L.A. tomorrow is going to celebrate him and all of his musical contributions. I wonder if everybody's going to be very emo around L.A. tomorrow. Your celebrity news sponsored by Pino's Palette. You can see the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have
Party's,
fun.
Party's off the air was hating on Morrissey. Didn't like the sound.
I just don't get it.
You didn't like the Smiths?
I don't know. I just the sound is. I don't mind this song, but I wouldn't choose this when I'm getting into the hot tub. No, I just wouldn't choose it. I don't know, there's something about it.
Oh, I love it.
I know you do. Whenever I hear Morrissey, I actually think of you.
I just love his voice.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.